This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HeadGum at checkout to save.
HeadGum. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
If I were you, if I were you, I would write into these two dudes. If I were you, we used to have a web show, but that was years ago, many years ago. Now they have the very own advice show. If I were you, gmail.com.
Yeah!
Woo! You know who that was?
That was
Jake?
It was me?
No.
I thought it was Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah, that felt like a fucking Sum 41 track.
Right? It was it's the guy who wrote Forever
Ace
Night.
Ace and Jocelyn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's
shit.
That?
It was Ace and Jocelyn and then Forever Night. Yeah. From Fired. Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like the beginning to a CW show.
So that guy, Gavin, the guy who wrote Forever Night 5 years ago, which is the song at the end of Fired, has a new
project.
One
of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah.
I love that song.
You are one wild child of the night.
You are.
He has a new solo project called Tennyson Wolf, T-E-N-N-Y-S-O-N Wolf, and just released a debut EP. So if you can go to TennysonWolf.bandcamp.com, you
big
get
fan.
more. Songs from Tennyson Wolf.
Advertising for Gavin, huh?
Yeah. He wrote that song. I mean, why are you mad?
Charge the guy, dude. This is a popular podcast. Charging
for the free theme songs we get?
It's free advertising. This is bullshit.
But it's also a free theme song.
I mean, the trade-off's not working.
Carnell knows how to make some fucking money.
Mike Carnell in the house. Mikey Carnell.
What at?
A third of the hosts of Twinnovation.
I know, I'm the host.
Sorry, the host of Twinnovation.
They are.
Can I just say, this is such a pleasure to have Carnell in this studio right now.
Happy
for
to
me.
Be here.
Yeah.
And that song made me feel like we were driving around in the Suburban in high school again.
Yeah. That made me think of that Your Hair Is Everywhere song.
Such yeah, a the Dashboard Confessional.
Breathe in, breathe out. So stupid.
How long have you guys been friends, you and Jake?
Seventh grade?
Yeah, I think we met each other when I was in seventh grade.
Seventh grade.
13 going on 30.
I was like a pudgy little bully. I was just like a real rough hazard.
Yeah, some things never change.
What the fuck up, dude?
Oh, dude, I'm kidding, man.
I'll fucking knock you, dude.
But you're younger than Jake, I thought.
I am. I'm a grade below you.
Yeah, Jake was in 12th grade and Carnell was in 7th, right?
Yeah.
A lot of your friends were like 7th and 8th grade.
Right, right. Well, there I was...
easy to impress.
I was a camp counselor.
Yeah.
I'll never forget when counselor Jake like took me into the woods and taught me how to drink, dude.
Yeah. Fucking homos, what are you guys doing? Let me fucking chill with you guys. I'll buy you cigarettes and beer.
You gotta butt chug this. This is a Capri Sun. This is made to be butt chugged.
Did you ever have like friend's older brother who like hung out a little bit too much with your crew and you're like, wait a minute, you're not cool if you're hanging out with us?
What? No, but my older sister was the opposite and would like threaten to call the cops if the Rosenbergs didn't leave the house because she just didn't want me to be happy and have friends.
Oh, you had that like, Mike, get your friends fuck out of this house.
Jeff was in the house. She's like, I'm calling the cops if he doesn't leave. And then I said, go ahead.
Why would she call the police?
I was like not dumb. She wasn't so old and smart that I like couldn't see that she was lying.
Wait, how old was your sister when this
was happening? She must have been in high school and we were like in eighth grade.
Right. The tough thing was that Carnell's sister was like really, really, really hot.
It's enough, dude.
She's a beautiful person.
She's a beautiful woman. She's a mother of three.
She's a mother
three?
Of three?
The mother of three.
You had you have a third niece or nephew?
Oh, yeah, dude. Little Hanky.
Hank?
They named it Hank?
No, it's Henry. Nobody's calling him. He named after Hank, dude.
After Hank wrote.
No, Hank Aaron, the home run king, dude. We love it.
Go Braves.
Hank-y-o.
Go Braves.
All right. This is a show, a podcast, an advice podcast called If I Were You. People will email us in their questions. They're confused. They don't know any better. They're seeking our guidance, our wisdom.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just Jake and I. Sometimes we have friends on the show.
Today we have family.
That's what's up.
I used
to read these emails.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
I've truly come from the bottom. Yeah. I used to read the emails and star them for you.
Right. Holy shit.
Shit, that's right.
When was that? That was like a year or two
ago.
It was like three years ago.
Yeah, it was when I lived in LA. Yeah, it was before you moved.
God.
I used to read the emails. And then some of them I was like, I wanted to be like, yo, you need to not ask Jake and Mir advice and you need to like go to the cops for
Yeah, yeah. There was
some real shady shit going down in this. I wanted to be like, do not depend on this podcast for help.
Yeah, so like when you
need to talk to your parents,
right? When we get like a year deep in the old archived emails and there's like one about suicide and you're like, oh no.
There was one about I mean, I won't even get into it because it's kind of a bummer, but it was pretty dark. And I think I forwarded it to you and I was like, hey, I just want you to see this.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do because like
is it illegal that I read it? Like, can I be in court for reading it once and not doing anything about it?
Am I implicated?
And then the next one's just like, my girlfriend's period smells. Can I confront her about it?
The one before it ended with, please help me.
He's cut.
She still managed to press send on that email even though she got
amazing.
Cut off.
Yeah. He did it. All right. Okay. That is too dark. All right. These are a little more lighthearted, really emails from real people.
Love it.
God, what should we start with? There's so many good ones. Let's do, okay, this one I really love. We need a dude's name, Mikey. A girl's name.
A girl's name. Claire Bonaventure.
Oh, very nice.
Sancy.
Bonaventure.
A little waspy.
That's a great last name.
Let's try another option.
Another option?
Yeah, just because I didn't really like that one.
We never critique people.
Jesus.
Jennifer Bonaventure.
Claire. Claire Bonaventure writes, hi, friends. Very in love with your show. Keep up the good work. Do you think I should read the compliments at the top or just go straight?
I like to read the compliments out loud.
Okay. Yeah, it sort of reinforces in people that we have a great show and they should love us. Yeah.
I just feel bad because she didn't actually write that.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think you should make it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Here's what's going down with me. I'm a 22-year-old lady in a long-term relationship, 3 years, and my boyfriend is very into sports, specifically basketball, Warriors, and baseball, Giants. When I say very into them, I mean very into them. Whenever he's watching a game, he gets extremely emotional about it, shouting, slamming his fists on the ground, the whole nine. Now, I enjoy watching sports. I especially want to watch with him because he loves them so much, and I want to enjoy what he enjoys. But if they're losing, it's as if he is personally experiencing a tragedy. And if they do actually lose, the evening is ruined. He mopes and pouts while I
basically have to sit there and avoid him lashing out at my attempts to comfort him or make light of the situation. Am I crazy, or does he need to calm the F down? I know people get really invested in sports, but I feel like he goes a bit overboard. So my question is there anything I can do? Should I just not watch the games with him anymore? How do I tell him I don't want to be around him when he watches sports without upsetting him? Amir, I know you're a sports fan, but do you get this emotionally invested when your teams do poorly? I was inspired to write to you guys because it's the playoffs and the Warriors are currently playing the OKC Thunder.
Quite the roller coaster ride.
And they're not great anymore because her boyfriend did hang himself.
And they're not doing great. I'm honestly a little terrified if the Warriors don't win at all. Please help.
What if they lost it in the worst fashion imaginable?
God, can you imagine? What if they come back, beat the Thunder, and I don't know what would happen if they blow it.
The chase down.
I mean...
fucking love the chase down.
What do you think?
I mean, this is a tough area for me because I get really passionate when I watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to get, like this dude, I went to Ohio State, big sports school. I owe my man. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Like when the Patriots lost their undefeated season, I kicked a hole into a wall, like a big hole. And I had to pay out of pocket and fix this wall. But I realized there, I was like, this isn't worth it. You can get nuts and enjoy it during the game, but you can't if they lose, you just have to let it roll off.
Yeah.
I went nuts during the Warriors-Cavs game and I bit Jeff's beard and pulled hair out.
What?
I was pro Cavs and he was pro Warriors and I was just talking shit to him the whole time. And he was he got in my face and he said, you better step off, dude. You're going to get clapped. And I just looked at him and then bit into his beard and pulled out hair.
Oh.
And I said, I said, you step off. And Sarah saw that, my girlfriend, was like, Jesus. I think I heard her say, Jesus Christ, dude.
And then she didn't talk to you about it because she was too afraid.
But then we were good. Even if they had lost, I would have been fine.
Yeah. My strategy is I'm a Lakers fan, so I love when they win.
We watched Celtics Lakers together back
in
the
day. Oh my God, that was so funny. It was before I even, mm-hmm. that was the day I met you.
That might have been the day we met.
You were a Celtics fan. I didn't even know. And I was a Lakers fan, and they were playing in the finals, and the Lakers lost. They collapsed, probably the worst collapse in NBA history.
Yeah.
And you didn't tell me that you were a Celtics fan.
Well, because that's part of being a nice person, is you don't. You should never rub it in the other team's face, and you should just be chill and enjoy it.
That's
Captain
really...
Mike ripping Jeff's beard out with his teeth.
But I was gonna...
I had a similar...
You step off.
When I was in college, I was a huge Yankees fan, and they were, I think it was the 2004, no, yeah, the 2004 ALCS.
The 3-0 collapse.
Yeah. Oof. And I remember
got the tat on my back to memorialize it, dude.
Oh, shit, too. We had an opposite
experience.
You were a
Red Sox fan. Yeah, dude.
And we were miming brooms down the hallway after
sweep.
Game three. Everybody on my floor is a huge Yankees fan. And then
mm-hmm. happened, bitch?
After
rips your beard out.
After they came after the Red Sox came back, I legitimately didn't get out of bed for 2 days.
I was so
depressed because I fucking loved the Yankees. I listened to every single game on the radio.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And that was last year.
I watched the Aaron Boone game with you back in the day.
Oh, man.
We watched it, me, you, and Matt.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt's real fucking jerk when they won, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You kind of had this coming, if I remember correctly.
No, because you guys were jerks when the Red Sox won. We were all jerks to each other.
Yeah,
when they
true friendship.
Half of being a fan is just being being able to ridicule other people who are fans of different teams.
But that's why a strategy is to be kind of quiet during the game so nobody gets really, really loud in your
face.
Not
my strategy, dude. I get nuts. This girl is what she should do is just start making plans during game days, look ahead in the schedule and make plans with her friends and be like, I don't think you want me there anyway.
Right. And then you think he'd miss her? Or he's like, great, get
this
out of my face.
This dude's a fucking jerk, dude.
I mean,
he's snapping at his girlfriend in public at a bar because his sports team lost.
I'm going to catch some heat for this, but I will say that this guy sounds like most fucking Warriors fans to me.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow. Throwing shade at the entire fan base.
I'm fine being mad during the game.
They're not used to losing. They can't handle it.
I'm fine being upset during the game. I think that's fine.
If this guy's an actual Warriors fan, he's experienced... decades.
Oh, he's not there's very few actual Warriors fans.
Well, he seems he's from the Bay Area at least. The Warriors were awful.
It's that old mascot they used to have that was the Sonic dude. That's her boyfriend.
He had a fucking frisbee.
He hasn't taken off the costume in 4 years, dude.
Yeah, the Warriors were so bad for so long, and then they're playing well. He's, I don't know, going through some sort of emotional roller coaster. What I do is I like to get into the highs. I'm down. I'm jumping up for joy when
championships are won.
Of course.
But then the lows, I'm just like, oh, why do I get so invested? Like, I don't really know these guys. They're not actually from LA. Yeah.
They're all millionaires.
That's the best attitude, I think, to have. This kid's a fucking maniac. Yeah. He needs to, like, actually talk to him about
you
it.
You just kicked through a wall. You said you bit a beard.
I did that in private, and I've grown from that. And I don't get like, sad anymore.
Yeah. Oh, you don't?
No. Even, like, Ohio State has had some, like, we've gotten whooped in the championship game. We finally won a couple years ago. That's what's up, dude.
Yeah. But I remember how pumped you were. I was with you for that. We've been with each other for a lot of great sports experience.
I just think that once the game's over, like, who the fuck cares? It doesn't even matter. I mean, walk away, bro.
But what is she going to do?
That's the love of your life? You're going to snap at her?
Maybe because he's young. I think it's an age thing. She's 22 years old.
He's 22?
I think she's got to just say something. She's got to be like, hey, you're being... kind of
just be nice about it.
A loser about this.
Yeah, just be like, yo, you're really mean to me around people in public. Yeah, like, it's a bad look for everybody. and I like not going to watch sports with you if that's how it is.
Yeah, I think he'll probably react poorly to that, lash out a little bit, but then
come on.
Yeah, then he's like, oh, it's not a big deal.
I really want to get a
Draymond had the game of his career.
It's not about how you feel, bro. It's about how I feel.
I want a post game 7 update after the Thunder game and then after the Cavs game. Like, hey, how's it going? We don't hear back from her.
I thought she was gonna be like, we're up 3-1 against the Cavs. I was like, oh my god. But then to start down 3-1 to the, I mean, this dude, he might have actually like hurt her.
Yeah.
I think that goes towards the greater point that I want to make is that this guy needs to have a more holistic approach of liking a team.
Yeah.
Like, it's not all hinging on like this one season. Like, this is part of the whole story, you know. Now maybe next year
game you're going to be mad if they lose.
You're going to like a team for a long time. They're not going to win every single game.
That's a great point too. Yeah, nobody like you're
regular season baseball.
Get used to it, bro.
Who gets this invested in regular like baseball games in July?
Game 92.
Fucking Giants blew a lead against the Reds.
Fuck, man. Bochy's blowing it.
Yeah,
Bochy. I don't know. I think that was right.
All right. Tell him to calm down.
I think he needs to calm the fuck down and start treating his girlfriend with the respect that she deserves.
And this is coming from three sports fans. We're not like,
I got a fucking Red Sox tattoo with a Budweiser crown on my back. It's the stupidest tattoo.
It's a big Budweiser.
That's how much I love sports, and this dude's a fucking clown.
All right.
Also, fuck the Warriors. Fuck Curry. He's a bitch too. Fuck that.
I fuck with
Westbrook and I fuck with Bron.
King James!
Oh, wait, are you a Celtics fan now or a Cavs fan?
Always been a Celtics fan, always will be, but I root for the Cavs and I love LeBron.
Okay. So LeBron on the Celtics is like your wet dream.
I wouldn't even want him on the Celtics. I want him to just do his own thing in Cleveland.
Because Mikey's got ties
for
to
the
Ohio,
city,
too.
Dude. For the land.
The land. Oh, yeah, because he went to Ohio State, so you got that connection.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I root for Ohio.
All right. Another girl's...
Shout out to the books.
Another girl's name.
Another girl's name. Jillian Martinez.
I like that. Is that a real woman?
I know someone named Jill, and then a Pedro Martinez popped into my head.
I like that.
So Jillian Martinez.
Yeah.
Still thinking about that 2004 ALCS.
And that one was just for you, Jakey boy. David Ortiz. A girl's name? David Ortiz.
Julian Ortiz. So here's my dilemma. A couple months ago, I went out for some drinks with my crazy aunt. It was a late St. Patrick's Day celebration, so there were a lot of people out along with us. We were having a great time, and we were both fairly drunk at this point, and my aunt and I went into a music tent, and we're dancing around having a grand old time near the front when a middle-aged couple started to seem a bit annoyed with us and asked us to leave. We weren't in their personal space or anything, so I was slightly offended that they were being so rude. I had recently told my aunt that I had never punched anyone before, which led to her encouraging me to pop this
hell yeah,
pop this grumpy lady in the face hole. As I ran away in fear of the middle-aged woman, I stopped by my doctor and her husband. P.S. My mom works with a doctor. I have an appointment with her coming up, and I hope she doesn't bring this up, or that she never saw it happen in the first place. So my question is, what do I do if my doctor brings this up? Do I laugh it off or apologize for being a drunk scumbag? Thanks for your sincere advice and help. Love, Julian Martinez.
Okay.
It seemed she didn't mention
what
the
actually
fact,
happened.
It seemed like she did punch her.
She yeah. didn't or
she
did?
Did? She glossed over it. She's like, my aunt told me to punch her as I ran away.
Yeah,
from
I was
the
like, so you did
man.
Punch her. Or
so
not?
You did punch the woman.
Oh, yeah. I think it's illegal to write it. So she's like, my aunt told me to punch her, and then as I ran away in fear,
blah,
I ran
blah,
into
blah.
My doctor.
I mean, I'm down, dude. I love that shit. I love this aunt.
How many times have you been punched in the face?
Probably 3 to 4 times.
And how many times have you punched someone in the face?
At least 3 or 4 times more than that.
Oh,
I always
really?
Punch first, dude. Always.
I've never had either. I'm 0 and 0.
I was a big, I was a scrapper as a kid, dude. I was getting in like 2 or 3 fights a school year, bro.
What was your biggest punch in the face?
That I got punched in the face?
Yeah.
Some dude, you know Eddie, you know our boy Eddie. Some dude was like, this big dude was like 26. Because I hung out with football players in high school. Yeah, this is really funny. I hung out with like football players in high school. We partied, dude. Like we threw house parties, dude.
I actually still go to some of those house parties because the football team at Hampton High is still
throwing
them.
But this 26-year-old kid whose younger brother was a senior, who this dude had like just gotten out of jail for like robbing that Radio Shack in town.
Wait.
I won't say now. I'll tell you after. All but right. Like kind of like a scare. Like dude had tattoos and was like muscular. Had
you were in, so you were in high school?
We were at a house party. He came to this high school party.
You were 18 and he was 26.
We were like 17. Eddie was there. We were, you know, we were just kicking it. All mutual friends. You know, Eddie could be confrontational. And he was like, I don't know. I don't remember what they're talking about. But him and this 26-year-old and our friend Eddie, who's like a sweet little boy, started kind of like mouthing off to each other. And this dude like slapped Eddie in the face and then started calling him like gay shit, like making fun of him for being gay. And
oh, dear.
I was just like, it was one of those moments where it's like a true test of care, like a true test. And I went to his little brother. I was like, yo, if your brother keeps slapping Eddie, I'm going to slap him. He heard me. The 26-year-old heard me say that and was like, what's up, dude? And came up and I was like, if you slap him again, I'm going to slap you. He slapped Eddie. I slapped him. He punched me so hard in the face.
Where?
And
how?
Then the fight got broken up. Just what? Like fucking clocked me, dude.
Like the side of the jaw?
Right in the jaw.
Did it break? Did it bruise?
No, it's all good. I got the fucking strong jaw. I've been punched before, bro.
So he socked you in the face?
Socked me fucking straight up in the face.
Did you fall down?
No.
You just
I felt like I got pushed backwards because he's a big dude, but like I didn't fall down or
and
anything.
And then what did you do in response to that?
You know, it got broken up, so I was like, fuck you.
Oh, really? You just acted cool like it was
nothing?
Yeah, no
acted
deal.
Cool like it was nothing, and then I was like, damn, this hurts.
And what happens? What does it feel like? Does it feel like a cut? Does it feel like a bruise on your face?
I mean, even like maybe like 15 months ago, I got punched in the face.
Really?
Yeah, defending Sarah's honor. I clocked the dude back.
What happened there?
She'll meatpacking district. Cut to meatpacking district, December.
Okay.
First off, Jeff almost gets in a fight.
10 years after you got punched in the face at the house party.
Yeah. A 57-year-old man tried to fight Jeff. He was trying to fight everybody in this club. Jeff like tried to walk by him. And the guy was like, yo, this is my space. Like, don't walk here. And Jeff was like, what? And the guy got in his face and the bouncers broke it up. And I went and grabbed Jeff. I was like, what are you even doing, dude? Don't get in a fight. Like, we're adults. I go back, but
like,
at that point, I've taken,
I know where
like,
the story ends up, yeah. So that's a funny line.
Yeah, I'm so fucked up. I go
like,
over to
once
Sarah.
Once you almost get into a fight, for the rest of the night, you're just like sort of in the mood.
The blood's pumping, dude. Yeah. So I go over to Sarah, and some dude's like kind of like, you know, harassing her, like kind of really close and talking to her. I put my arm around her. I go, yo, what's up, man? He goes, oh, is this your girl? I go, yeah. He goes, well, then kiss her to prove it.
Kiss her to prove it.
I just said, fuck you. Get out of here. And then we were just talking shit, bumping chests. And the last thing I said was, nobody here is fucking scared of you, bro. And we went to go turn our separate ways, except he turned back around and clocked me so hard in the face.
Really?
My glasses go flying.
Oh,
but
my
pure
God.
Instinct. I use momentum of getting punched. I come back, clock him with the left, because he didn't know that your boy was left-handed. Clock him with the left. He falls back. We're grappling each other in the middle of a fucking bar.
Holy shit.
At Gaslight. And meatpacking.
Yeah.
What did Sarah do?
Well,
was
so
she like, this is awesome?
He like fucking trips me up and I'm like, oh fuck, I'm falling. I land on a seat cushion, bounce up, use
oh
the momentum.
God.
As I startle him, I spin him around, grab him in the back of the head and start slamming his head into a door.
Holy shit.
And then I got choked out by the bouncers from behind and I
oh
had
my
like
God.
A huge welt on my eye.
Really?
And Sarah comes out, I'm like, where are my glasses, babe? She's drunk, she's crying, she's got her fucking flashlight on her phone. She's like, let me see my boyfriend's glasses. So the guy comes up to her. He's like, yo, is your boyfriend the dude slammed that guy's head into the wall? And she's like, yeah. He's like, I found his glasses. And then we went. I was with Jamie Dell. She like threw up in her hands outside. We just went,
that's,
you know,
I've
kept
been
the party
with Jamie
going,
where
dude.
She threw up in her hands too.
And that night, Dave like went missing for like 6 hours.
And wasn't it because Anna like face planted on the sidewalk somewhere?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, he just was gone.
What a fucking God! I want to do that.
Come
dude.
Back to the city, dude.
Punch
he
me.
Doesn't fucking.
Anyway,
stop,
what was the question?
Punch me.
Come on, punch come here. Me. Come here.
If I punched you, would you punch me? Or you'd only do it when you're like
no, I wouldn't
punch.
If you
honor.
Like punched me and got no, I probably would punch you.
Just like
I want to say that I wouldn't. I would just like take it and be like, "Yo, it's cool. I know you didn't mean that." But I think I would like, I might grapple you to the ground and choke you out.
Have you ever punched a friend, or is it usually an enemy?
Definitely, I've punched a friend.
Oh, really?
Do you think more often you've punched friends?
No. Only you know, friends are minimal.
Yeah,
you know, I got in like a fight. You know, fights in college and shit.
Have you ever punched or been punched?
I got punched in the head one time.
By who?
That's it.
Some guy at a frat party at Lehigh.
But you've never punched or been punched?
No.
Or sorry, you never punched anyone.
When I was like,
I'm a sucker puncher, dude.
When I was in sixth grade, I threw a punch.
Nice. That's great.
And I think I've been in like grappling, wrestling things, but everything gets broken up before it like.
Yeah.
I've definitely started a fight.
You saw me punch someone.
Oh, no. I left that party before you punched that kid.
Shit,
because I knew there was some crazy shit going down there. There was some bad
boy
energy
was
that
heated.
Night.
See, I don't want to punch or be punched, but I want to have been punched or been punched.
Yeah,
I want to be able to look back and be like, I was punched and then I punched a bunch.
You know, someone can just die, and you kind of realize that as you get older. Like, yo, someone could just die if I could
punch?
Die if they punch me and I fall
oh, really?
Or hit something wrong. Like, I could like it's just not really worth it. You could like ruin their life.
Yeah, that's true. All but, right, fine.
But I'm at the end of the day, you got it. If you got to throw down, you got to throw down.
Yeah, well, it sounded like this person. I guess to take it back to the question.
Oh yeah,
like,
you don't write the question.
She didn't need to punch this lady.
No, stop putting it on your crazy aunt. You know, you're also crazy because you listen to your crazy aunt.
It's so true. Like all of this question was blaming the aunt, and she didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't realize. I was with my crazy aunt, and my aunt told me to do this.
This girl doesn't really have an aunt. She just has this like imaginary friend.
I mean, the doctor's going to think you're a fucking psycho
if she saw
sure.
you punch. Yeah,
if he
punch
saw,
a middle-aged woman.
I thought that she didn't punch, and I was like, oh, you just blame it on your aunt when you go to the doctor. But if she threw the punch, there's no... I mean, you just got to say you're sorry.
Yeah.
You're like, that's
but
not
I,
how
do
I am.
Do you have to apologize to everyone that sees you punch somebody?
Nah, dude, it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't think she needs to like go to the doctor and be like, hey, I'm sorry for... Like, if the doctor brings it up, then you'll say... Oh yeah, what a crazy day! I'm an idiot.
Yeah, or
also it's Dr. Klein privilege or whatever.
Oh yeah, confidentiality,
the Hippocratic oath. If anything, you need to apologize to the woman that you punched.
But it's all the coolest.
But she was running her mouth.
The coolest thing about a punch excuse is like they weren't even harassing you. Like when you're talking about he was talking to your boy Eddie or your girl.
Like, that's a fucking honorable punch.
Yeah,
I had to take it from
and
my
so
boy.
Is the
dude.
One
yeah,
that, so is the fight you got into for Sarah.
Yeah,
you know, how does that guy tell the story? He's like. So yeah, so
I
then like
this dude.
This dude came up. I told him to kiss his girlfriend.
He said no.
So I said, "All right, what about second base? I'll see it if you feel her up in front of me. That's proof." He said no.
Yeah, I'm starting to think it's not his girlfriend, dude.
He probably tells it like, "Yeah." So this stranger comes in. He grabs this girl by the waist. I'm like, "Hey, that's not your girlfriend. Don't you touch her."
Yeah, we never hear the other story. In any confrontation, I never hear like a car accident where it's not like the other person's fault.
Yeah, I mean, I escalated the fight. It's like half my fault. It's half his fault, half my fault.
That's really nice.
But like,
of you to
say. I don't know. This girl seems like also if you're so drunk where you'll just punch somebody that. You probably were annoying these people and like stepping on their feet and like spilling your fucking drink everywhere.
Yeah, like
and they were like, "Go away."
Which is the worst because they like they were right to tell you to go away, and you were so like she got the last. It's like somebody
but
kicking your seat
that,
a bunch
dude.
In the movie theater, and you're like, "Hey, can you please stop?" And then they just block you out.
Are you
that's just cool?
Are you confrontational by nature? Like, do you like tell people to shut the fuck up if they're talking in the movie theater? Or are you like, I'll just be quiet.
I will stand up for myself. I think that like I play everything by the situation. I don't have one way that I am. But like in situations like that, I'll say shut the fuck up. Like if you're in a movie theater, if someone's talking to me like that, I'll always try to defuse the situation because that shit can get out of hand.
Yeah. I just don't have that in me. We were playing basketball once and there were like these kids who wouldn't move and like all nine of us were just like, all right, they're not going to move. And then there was one guy, he's like, dude's like, get the fuck out of here. Like we're trying to play basketball here. Just move to another fucking court. I'm like, I would never say
that. Did it work?
No, the kid stayed. But I don't have that gene in me where I'm yelling at children or anybody, really.
Oh, I'll fucking shame. I'll start shaming people, dude.
Yeah.
There's a dude. I was playing softball, and the fields were built so close that the outfield was on the other field was in our infield.
Yeah, yeah.
The dude was just standing at second base, And I was just, I started talking shit to him.
Yeah.
I started saying, watch out!
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more questions and more Cornell after this.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
That's amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's
that's
a non-movement
good.
Movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But
so it's more
fitness,
of a fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
And we're back. Jake and Mike got into a fist fight over the break.
Clock that motherfucker, dude. That one's for Eddie.
It's my friend.
I don't care.
Twinnovation, for those of you who don't listen, what's the elevator pitch?
This is basically like Stoner Shark Tank, like Wayne's World meets Shark Tank.
Okay, so it's you.
Wayne's World meets Shark Tank is a really
I think that's how I would, Wayne's World meets Shark Tank.
It's me, you.
The Rosenberg twins.
Of course, and if you listen to our show, Jeff and Dave have both been on it.
I've known them since fifth grade, best of buds.
Interesting.
And the three of us will pitch like a harebrained invention or scheme.
Yeah.
It's also a lot of schemes, like way to like steal money from people and shit like that.
Yeah, scheming and dreaming.
Yeah, we'll each pitch one and then we'll hear from our listeners. And we do a lot of stories like I just went into.
Yeah.
But I'm a bit of a rambler.
What I like about the show is not only the ideas. Jake and I have actually been on Twinnovation.
Yeah, you got cooked, dude. Welcome to the trap. Welcome to the bear trap.
So if you haven't listened to Twinnovation, start with our episode just to get a good taste.
Yeah.
But there's this sub B story, a B plot almost, of you, Dave, and Jeff's love-hate relationship going on throughout.
I mean, through the lens of the nation, the Twinnovation nation, there's three different factions.
There are three factions in the group.
Oh, really?
I am Mama Bear, and my faction is called the Sleuth Crew. The Sleuth is a group of bears, okay, for those of you who don't know. And then I just put TH at the end of crew so that it would rhyme.
Right. I didn't know that Sleuth Crew was a group of bears. I didn't know you put that much thought into it.
Yeah, and we got a lot of gear and t-shirts to like claim your side, so it's kind of fun.
I have a Sleuth Crew tee.
Yeah, you might have seen Jakey wearing it.
Jake and I have never done that. Maybe we should start, like, we should divide and try to conquer each other like that. Like, you guys treat it like a game of Risk.
Yeah, because we did play a lot of Risk growing up, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think also we've known each other for like 20 fucking 3 years now, and you're gonna like hate and love anyone you know for that long.
Right, right. People fall in and out of favor. Jeff
is El Jefe. Dave is
and the
King David. Yeah, and Dave tried to start a Snapchat, but he actually alienated a lot of his fans. Was doing like 60-second fucking Snapchat. We were getting emails from people on the show. It was like, can you tell Dave to stop?
His story was 10 minutes long, and it was like just the same exact thing.
Yeah.
He hasn't snapped in a while, actually.
Because he got shamed. Fucking overdid it.
He was shamed. He actually apologized to people, like, publicly.
As if he's forcing people to watch it. Like, why is it?
He just lost, like, that was his following. So he's always like, I got 2,000 Snapchat. And then everyone left because he doesn't know what to do.
Wait, so is he King David?
He's also started a church, and you can go to kingdavid.guru, and it's some sort of cult that he was trying to start where you just Venmo him money, I think.
You guys are almost at your one-year anniversary at this point.
Yeah, we're 50 episodes in a couple weeks.
Damn,
holy
yo.
Shit.
Congrats.
Yeah. We got a little surprise. Don't worry, man.
What's it going to be?
Just don't worry, dude. We're cooking something up.
We're just going to punch each other for an hour.
Full fist fight.
Backyard wrestling.
Live show, fist fights, wrestling.
Twinnovation. Check it out.
Twinnovation Pod on Twit.
Twinnovation Pod on Twitter. Headgum.com every Friday, right?
Yeah. And if you go to my Twitter, if you say something aggressive, I'll like get in an argument with you. It's kind of fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I've banished somebody from the nation, sort of like unwittingly.
Exiled. Yeah, you had to do it. You had to go.
What do you do other than the podcast? What do you got?
I'm all up
on
for constructive criticism. We have like very few female listeners, but sometimes they'll email and be like, that was a little misogynistic, and we'll have like healthy conversations.
Oh, that's good.
But this dude was just like, you guys fucking suck. Like, it's 95% incoherent, like rambling. And I was just like, fuck you, dude. And they got him to being like, you should take my opinion seriously. And I was like, why? And he never had a good reason for why.
And then he like went so deep on his Twitter feed, like he had a link to his art or something.
He's like, your art sucks, dude.
Like your 200 followers and your podunk Florida town.
You went in.
Yeah. I got him fired from his job. That's what's up.
What do you do besides this podcast? What's occupying your time?
I work at Late Night with Seth Meyers, a little writer director over there.
Damn.
Yeah.
What?
Keeping that late night sketch.
Sketches?
Full. Yeah, I direct all the pre-tapes.
Really?
Yeah, all the videos.
All of them.
Any video you see, Mama Bear's got her prints on.
And how often are those on TV? Is it one a week?
They'll do one a week, pretty much. It's a bit of it's a lot to make a video, as you guys know. So it's like one a week, but we can do two a week, too.
Really?
Yeah, because we only do four shows a week, so.
Who writes them?
Anybody who writes them. Any writer on the staff.
Then they deliver a script to you, and you're like, they're like, all right, good luck.
Yeah, we'll have like big old meetings about it. I'll write some. It's fun. It's cool.
What's the most popular one that came out of that?
We did a Game of Thrones thing with Melisandre for all you GOT fans.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was crazy. I went to go talk to her in her dressing room, and she was in full like Melisandre wardrobe, she was in character. But I was just like, hey, like thanks again for doing the sketch. This is great. And then she was just in character, so she was looking into a mirror to look at me, and she was like fixing her necklace, and I just felt like I was in a scene.
Jesus Christ.
Because, you know, it's just like not like looking through a mirror into someone and just like taught, like it was
really
weird.
She burns you at the stake.
Yeah, and I was burned at the stake.
She punched you.
Yeah. In the face. But yeah, there's a lot of, it's fun. It's a cool job. Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Celebs and comedy and creativity. Yeah.
Congrats.
Let's bring the FIRU community to NBC.com.
Yeah.
Or Hulu.com.
Don't listen to Twinnovation. Just go to NBC.
I'd actually rather you prefer support NBC, please.
Awesome. Do you want to answer one more question?
I would be honored.
I mean, we're already here, right?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
This one, finally, from a dude.
Oh, God. Thank God.
This one, it's... Let me just read it, but it reminded me of Twinnovation a lot.
Can I hear the pitch first and then come up with a name?
Okay.
I want to like build a story for the man.
Okay. So this is about a man who kind of got schemed and dreamed himself.
Love it. Don't hate the play, hate the game.
Hey, dudes. I'm having a mild crisis.
He didn't come up with a name yet.
Well, he said he wanted to do it after.
If you got off your phone and paid attention. But
oh, shit,
you would,
dude.
You would have heard me say that.
Oh,
trying
shit,
trying to Instagram
dude.
This photo of you. No, you I'm want sorry. Me to tag you or not?
I love it.
Please tag me. Please tag me, dude. At Twinnovation Pod.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Hey, guys. I'm having a mild crisis. Mild crisis is a great name for our podcast, basically. Today I was at work at Domino's Pizza when the manager said some kids were out front selling stuff. Now, I had quite the day thus far, so I figured I could give the kids a few bucks and be nice. However, what happened next has confused me for hours. Mm-hmm. These two kids, one large and talkative, one small and silent, were selling boxes of chocolate-covered peanut clusters, cookies, and fruit snacks. Here's the fucked up part. The loud, talkative one said, "They're one for $6, two for 12, and three for 20. Now, I'm no mathematician. I'm no mathematician, just a fucking engineer. But what would why would three boxes be more expensive? What the fuck kind of business model is that? Shouldn't it be three for 15? Also, one for six and two for 12 are the same fucking thing. So why mention two for 12? I ended up buying some chocolate peanut clusters for $6, and the larger, more dominant of the boys was like, "Are you sure you don't want to buy from him too?" and gestured to the smaller child, who definitely had a serial killer vibe. I said I was good with just one, gave the kids some cash, and they were on their way. I opened the box and there were six small peanut clusters, far too few for my payment. The chocolate on peanuts was completely melted because it was like 90 degrees out in Indianapolis from that point. I ate in the back room and they were good, but not $6 good. I paid $4 for Girl Scout cookies last week and it lasted 20 times as long. So here are my questions. One, why the fuck was three boxes $20 when one was six? Two, what's the deal with the smaller child? Is he going to burn my house down? I live in a townhouse, and he would burn my neighbor's houses down, too. Three, do you think the kids were raising money for a church or something, or were they just selling me sweets for a quick cash? Four, if I see these kids in the future, what should I do? Should I try to sell them pizzas, one for $10, two for $20, three for $35? Thanks. Love?
Adam Bajardnik.
Bajardnik. You forgot the best part.
Oh, P.S. The kids were black.
Jesus, Adam. You maniac. I mean, those kids, really, nobody in their life was like, "That's bad mouth." I respect it, though.
It sounds like a deal when you say it quickly. One for six, two for 12, or three for 20.
Those are like Trader Joe prices for like peanut clusters. That's insane.
But like, when you're buying candy from people on the street who are like trying to raise money for a cause or something,
yeah,
it's not supposed to be cheaper. It's not like they're not undercutting the store.
Yeah, they're making a profit.
One for six is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's but like this guy bought it to support them, it seems.
He didn't
and
ask.
And then like second guessed himself once he like got in and ate them in a closet in shame.
One also, for six or two for 12 is really funny.
I mean, one for six, two for 12, three for 18. Nope, three for 20.
Actually, if you buy four, I'm going to give you for $24 because I like your smile, dude.
I mean,
zero
I,
price breaks.
Oh, shit. I mean, that they are definitely like getting old chocolate bars or something weird and just like microwaving it and pouring it on the whatever peanuts are left.
It's just one Reese's peanut butter cup that they cut into six little clusters, put into a Ziploc bag and say it's $6.
But it seems like these are little Twinnovation Nationers.
I love it, dude. I love that shit. I used to hustle Domino's too.
How?
Back in the day. You know, there's a fucking, I think I shared this with you. Every local Domino's, this is a little taste of what you get at the Twinnovation Pub. Every local Domino's has its own 4-digit coupon code. Every local one. And if you can find that out, you can go online and put that code in and get any coupon you want. I was at a party and some dude was like, the Silver Lake Domino's Pizza Hut, the code's like 40501. 4501.
What's the code like?
It's like, it's what they put into the register when you show them a coupon.
Okay.
For their computer system.
Okay. Oh. So how do you find out that four-digit code?
You know, you got to get someone on the inside. Luckily, this dude just like happened to, he was at a party and was like, free pizza for everybody because he had codes for free pizza.
Okay. So you call and you're like, put in this code?
No, you go online and you put it in yourself.
Oh.
And then what I figured out is that either up or down for five digits is every coupon code.
What do you mean?
They're all
down?
Sequential. It's like it's a sequential order for different coupons. Like this one's for free brownies. This one's
so
free
goes,
cheesy
what's
bread.
Your coupon code? And you put in like 4052?
405. If I did 40501 for a free medium pizza with the purchase of another medium pizza, I can then go to 4502 and be like, oh, I also get a free drink and brownie bites. And you can just do this. And they
like
caught on, dude. They started showing up and being like, can we see the coupon? And I would say, you emailed it to me. And they're like, can you see? And I was like, no, I deleted it.
Oh, so the coupons are like actual physical papers. It was like, enter this number.
I just got the code.
Yeah.
I'm
eating garbage from the left and right.
I'm putting on 35 pounds.
I mean, 2 4-liter bottles of Mountain Dew, brownie bites, lasagna poppers.
At this point, my cholesterol is through the roof.
I had one similar scheme growing up. I only did it once because I felt kind of bad. But I bought an N64. I was deciding between 2 football games for N64. NFL Quarterback Club 95.
Great game.
Or NFL Blitz.
Gotta go Blitz.
Yeah, right.
Gotta go Blitz.
So I bought Quarterback Club.
God damn it, dude.
And I mean, I thought it was cool because you could do like a quarterback challenge. Remember those like old things on ESPN 2?
I'm a Blitz boy, challenge. Dude.
Anyway, I play Quarterback Club. I don't like it. Then
you gotta
I
get those late
surprise,
hits.
Surprise.
I'm trying to switch it up, pull a switcheroo. So I rent Blitz from Blockbuster.
Nice.
I come home.
Very nice.
I keep it. I put Quarterback Club into the Blitz return thing. I go straight back to Blockbuster and be like, you gave me the wrong game. This game is NFL.
Wow.
This is
That's fucking clutch,
this
dude.
Is, you gave me Quarterback Club. They think the last
That's
person who rented
sadistic,
it.
Sadistic, sociopath behavior.
That's so
lying
great.
To somebody's face.
And then no, they're
dude,
like,
I love
stay
that.
Right.
That's America, dude.
Stay right there because I know who rented this game before you and I'm going to bring him in and admonish him. Let's both beat him up together. I'm like, yeah.
Bent him over their knees.
This fucker did it. That guy did it. They bring in a 21-year-old loner stoner, and we both fire him together. I kept that Blitz.
You got away with it?
I got away with it.
I mean, I think that's a fan. That's why that Blockbuster closed.
And that's why every Blockbuster closed.
Yeah.
It was a domino effect.
Oh, we're giving Dominos these. We're trusting these people to bring our video games back. Son.
That was just I don't know. I should have saved that for.
I mean, that's the move. Like when someone used to scratch your disc back in the day, you go rent it and put the like try to clean it as best you can, and then put the scratched one in the thing. You got yourself a new game.
Oh, what do you mean disc?
Like the old disc that they used to have, like PS2.
Oh yeah.
PS1.
Right.
The shit gets scratched. Just rent it. Put your scratched one back in. Keep the
right.
Keep the new
one. I did that with a completely new game.
That's ballsy. And to go down there and like have your act down and be like, you guys fucked up. That's really impressive. I'm really proud of you.
I thought you guys were going to admonish me, but
well, that was the best dude. You ever were, man.
You really think so?
I respect the hustle for sure, dude. I love that.
Yeah, I love you guys. I actually robbed a bank once.
Love it, dude. I love it, dude. If you get away with it, I mean, I think you shouldn't even get in trouble.
I sure did. I tied up the teller and I lit the whole place on fire.
I love it. You got to do what you got to do. You're just going to let that teller live so he can yap his mouth to the cops?
Sitting like a stool pigeon? I don't think so.
What do you think about these? I don't even know. Let's just try to answer these questions.
Yeah.
Why the fuck was 3 boxes $20 when one was 6?
Public school systems.
Oh, you think it was an accident?
Yeah, I think that the public school system is maybe letting some kids down.
Why the fuck was... What's the deal with the smaller kid? Is he going to burn my house down?
Always worry about the person not making noise.
I like that. I like that, the silent one.
It's funny that he's like, does he even know that I live in a townhouse?
Over he could kill my downstairs. Goddamn neighbors, too.
It's like an arsonist. This kid's clearly not one, but an arsonist probably would be excited by that.
Like, it's fair if he goes after me, but for him to hurt my neighbors like that, that's fucked up.
Do you think they were raising money for a church, or were they just selling me sweets?
No, dude, they're hustling,
cash?
Dude. That's fucking so I could buy some snacks themselves.
Yeah. Also, this guy's just parted ways with $6. Why does he care if it goes toward the church or not?
I'll pay you $6 and never write an email like this again.
or 2 for 12. If I see these kids in the future, what should I do?
Not buy snacks from them, but like just give them a nod and be like, that's what's up.
Yeah.
But maybe check out the selection to see what they got. It seems like they're at least trying to go gourmet because peanut clusters is not a normal thing.
Yeah, maybe you work out some type of thing like free pizza for free candy.
He gets fired from Domino's.
Barter system. He becomes the third child.
Silenter than the last.
I think you just dap them up and you've learned they hustled you and that's fine. You can't get mad at that. But you just got to dap them up and not buy any more snacks from them.
There we go.
Dap them up. Dap them up. Respect the hustle. Don't get hustled again.
Parnell, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, boys.
You did great.
It's lovely. It's lovely to be back in Los Angeles with you guys.
Yeah. Wow. What a pleasure.
Yeah.
I moved right when you moved. Here. I moved away.
That was not okay.
It's kind of fucked up.
We had a good thing going. We were playing b-ball, getting in shape.
We were playing. We played a lot of ball. Actually, yeah. That's what sort of set off my back problems to this day. Yeah. The last game I played with you.
Really?
We used to play with like a 6'5", like 300 pounds. Remember that dude? He was like Shaq.
A big boy, yeah.
I had the game of my life because I was just lobbing shit up to him. Just like, get it, dude. Throwing it.
You look like Ty Lue in 2001. All right. Twinnovation podcast on the HeadGum Network.
Check it out. We're almost at episode 50. We got a little treat for all the people on episode 50, hopefully, unless we don't get it organized in time.
Try to catch up.
In which case, it'll be a normal episode.
Those are a treat.
If you have your own questions or your own theme song submissions, that email address for everything is ifireyoushow@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Much like Gav at the top of the show and John at the end of the show who wrote this song.
Wait, before we go,
yeah,
the guru will get on me if I say, hey, you want to submit some schemes like that Domino scheme or a Amir scheme? Send them to ideas@twinnovation.pod. We'll read them on the cast. And maybe you get on the show, dude.
I love that.
That's a little plug, dude. Dave would have been really mad if I didn't plug the pod, dude.
You're allowed to plug whatever you want. Anything else?
Like Tahoe, dude.
Oh yeah, me and Mikey going to Tahoe today.
We're going to Tahoe.
I don't know. This show is going to come out after that. Like
that's fine, dude. Just check the gram for all of the.
If you're listening, Mike and Jake went to Tahoe.
We're actually still in Tahoe because this comes out on Monday and we're coming back on Tuesday.
Great.
Yeah, okay.
So great. This is coming out on the 4th of July. Happy birthday, America. Yeah. Me and Mike are
love it.
Hanging on a lake right now.
Love that. All right, cool. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Monday.
Peace.
You seem to find the dark when everything is bright. You look for all that's wrong instead of all that's right.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.